All right, so for James and Lawrence, quick question is, what was the process of getting this documentary together?
Interesting. I think the first one was just a scramble to find the time. We are just collectively kind of, we like to book ourselves up pretty heavy with Rooster Teeth Projects. Rooster Teeth is a pretty awesome company in that no one's in a shortage of awesome ideas, and everyone has the sort of work ethic and the drive to make them all happen. So the wrestling doc was just one of many ideas that we're constantly trying to make happen and make real. So I think the first challenge was, okay, you know, when are we going to do it, and how much time can we set aside to do it? And that's as much like a budgetary question as it is a work, like a time question. So yeah, I remember a lot of the early time was just bouncing emails back and forth and having a lot of calls of, like, when can we do it and how are we even going to? Because the wrestling gym was pretty far away. We had to meet up with Johnny, and there were just so many logistics to handle. So yeah, the very first challenge was just getting everything laid down and planned.
Yeah, I think even before that, kind of the spark of the idea kind of came about because Rooster Teeth, they made several documentaries now, and a lot of them feature different personalities from the company doing things, pursuing things that they're interested in, but maybe haven't necessarily got a chance to do wholeheartedly. And something I've always kind of wanted to do was pursue professional wrestling, at least whether I was going to a school a couple times or just, you know, meeting some wrestlers or things like that. Like, it's kind of always been a world that I've enjoyed since I was a kid. And at some point it was pitched that maybe, well, what if we threw you guys into that world and just wanted to see how you would survive, to see if your interest in this world still holds up after you've gone through the grueling side of it and you've experienced everything there is to experience from it. And I think everyone kind of agreed that that was at least a pretty compelling idea. And it also kind of showcases the complexity and the, like, the professional nature of that world itself. And so it was an interesting opportunity to not only test ourselves, Lawrence and I, but also to kind of uncover a little bit more about this world and what it takes to be a part of it.
All right, so how long was this entire process?
The process of the start of the idea to when the documentary is coming out on April 28th is over the course of several months. But because you don't always have as much time as you want, in fact, you never have as much time as you want, we had 6 days to go from having never stepped into a wrestling ring to performing in our first professional match. And so 6 days was basically nothing in the grand scheme of things. I think we had a total of eight training sessions, maybe.
I think a good portion of those days were basically double ups. We would train in the afternoon and then train in the evening, and then we were also on a meal plan at the time, so they were 6 days, but I want to say maybe 16 of our 18 waking hours were devoted to wrestling in some form or another. Whether it was preparing food, eating food, you know, shooting for the doc, or just being in the ring training ourselves ragged. So it feels like it was a lifetime crammed into about a week.
Okay, I got you. This question is for Johnny. What made you open enough for the idea to help with this project?
When I was a kid, is one of the things that I used to make friends when I moved to a new neighborhood in sixth grade. And I wrestled in high school and college because I was a fan of professional wrestling. And James and Lawrence, especially James, was a huge fan of wrestling. And when I think about my career and what I've done in the business, I always want to take opportunities to give back. And also, I think their YouTube videos are funny.
Let me send another question your way, Johnny. How How did you help them understand in such a small amount of time? Because you said they only had about 6 days till their first match. So it's like, how did you get them to understand, fully understand character development, all the unseen parts of wrestling, like ring psychology and telling stories within the ring and ring safety and all that? How did you manage to help them understand that and get that through?
This documentary might have been more like Safety Last. As far as like understanding psychology, ring psychology, and movements and everything, I look at professional wrestling like a practice. You can look at it like medicine, something that you never fully understand, or a martial art, something where you're never perfect at a martial art. And when you frame professional wrestling like that, it's not like, are these guys going to fully understand wrestling? Probably not. I don't fully understand wrestling. I don't think anyone does. But it becomes, how prepared can we get James and Lawrence in 1 week? And when you make that your goal, let's just do the best we can, get these guys as ready as they can. They're putting 100% of themselves into this. And so with the time I have, I do the same. And to the best of their ability and best of my ability, it's going to end up being what it is, to quote, it is what it is. And just set the deck as much in our favor as far as giving James and Lawrence the tools to succeed as much as they can. It's not, there's no way you can understand wrestling in a week. Or in 10 years even.
It's a great answer. What should we expect from when we see the documentary? The documentary comes out. What should we expect with this documentary?
You should expect to have your faces melted. I think the big thing, too, hopefully, we haven't seen, Lawrence and I haven't seen the finished documentary. I don't think anyone has yet. But I think going in, everyone's intention on either side of the camera was to be respectful of the industry and the people that bust their ass to make sure the industry is as entertaining as possible. So I think our real hope is that the documentary is as much about the sacrifice and the commitment and the passion that professional wrestlers and professional wrestling promoters and basically everyone on that side of the industry put into making sure that people can have as great of a time as they do at a wrestling match. And we joked about it half-heartedly, but I mean, it comes from a really serious place that there's not too much difference between professional wrestling and professional ballet. One is considered high art and the other isn't, and that's kind of unclear as to why. Because they require very, very similar amounts of commitment, energy, and charisma, and time, and training, hopefully that comes across in the documentary, that there's more to it than just big muscular dudes throwing each other around. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, as much as we might be the banner people of the documentary, and Johnny, of course, I think the more fascinating thing to me is all the amazing people we met along the way. People that, we did it because, we kind of had a shared interest in it and were genuinely curious to get in the ring and have an experience in there. But there are people who do that every week, every month. They'll go to their community gym. They'll practice with their friends. They'll make amazing wrestling routines for an audience of two. And then, once a month they'll do a community show. They'll sell tickets at $10 a pop. And, people will come out and watch them. And they'll do professional level stuff just for the love of it. And that's the thing that really blew my mind, is getting a peek into that culture. And it's all incredibly supportive and incredibly communal. And to me, that was on top of just getting my mind blown, kind of what James was alluding to, by the sheer complexity and difficulty of wrestling, and kind of what Johnny said, just getting that view of, like, I always think there's like a couple of stages to learning a new skill. There's the stage where you think you see the finish line, and then you get there, and then you realize how much you have to learn, and how much you will never probably learn in your lifetime. If you dedicated a lifetime to it, there's still like so much you wouldn't get to know. So on top of getting my mind blown by the scale of that, getting to meet all the people who, despite that, still spend their, you know, every spare minute they have living it, I think those are the amazing people. I get to go home and rest after it. The people who do it professionally, they're in it for good. The people who do it for a hobby, they do it for the love of it. And I'm here whining about a hurt shoulder. So, yeah, the whole disparity there is just mind blowing.
I think in addition to that, like as Johnny and Lawrence both said, like the skill cap is so high. But at no point along the way did we face anyone who looked down on us for not knowing or not understanding right away. It's almost like there's no barrier of entry, despite the fact that, like Lawrence and Johnny said, the finish line, you can't even see. Everyone seems to be welcome, and once you're in it, you're part of that family, and it's a really amazing thing.
For James and Lawrence, was it a lot harder than you thought it was going to be once you got into it?
For me personally, I knew it was going to be difficult, especially when I found out how little time we were going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't genuinely think it was going to be possible. There were certain things that hurt more than I expected them to. Just taking a bump. And then bumps when you're already sore and when you're already in pain or when you don't feel well or you haven't recovered, they hurt 10 times as much as bumps when you feel fine. I was in my head leading up to it very much dealing with the fact that how am I going to learn enough moves for the match to be entertaining? How am I going to learn how to communicate in the ring so that way things don't get confusing during the middle of a match? Not even thinking about my ankle hurting or having a headache. Those are the real, real hurdles because there's always someone else in the ring who can help you. But there's not necessarily someone else who can help you, like, feel better in your own body when you're walking into that ring. And so I think a lot of the biggest surprises for me and the most hurt I felt was definitely just the injuries compounded on top of each other as you're learning these things and trying to do it in a really short amount of time.
Yeah, for me, it was a combination of life circumstances that made it so I wasn't really at my top condition the whole time, which I think Johnny can attest is, you know, probably more authentic than anything else. I had just gotten back from a pretty strenuous physical activity, so I was going into it exhausted, hurt, and sick. So I had to sort of deal with all that. And, you know, be mindful of the fact that it was a documentary. So if I was just sitting there complaining about it the whole time, I would just look terrible. And, you know, I get enough of people telling me that I'm a waste of a human being on the internet all day. I didn't need that from the documentary too. Plus it was a once in a lifetime opportunity, you know, you don't want to spend it, kind of wondering what could have been. So for me, more than anything, it was just reminding myself every second that, you know, I have to give this everything I've got all the time. And there's no excuses, there's no nothing. Just get in there, get it done, and, you know, forget the pain. Pain is easy, at least once you start habitually taking ibuprofen. And then just sort of master all those small parts of yourself to become very big parts once you're under duress. I guess it's, they say that, you know, when somebody's stressed out, that's when you see who they really are. And boy, was it a stressful week. So it was as much as it was trying to learn the skills and work with people, it was also sort of learning myself.
So what was Johnny's training like, and what is he like as a trainer?
Well, I'm right here, so they gotta say nice to
you. Yeah.
That's why I put him on the spot, you know.
It's interesting because we got to get a bunch of different perspectives during the course of the week on wrestling, and the thing that I think Johnny brought to us with several things, but one of the big things he emphasized with us is that you can learn how to do the moves and you can learn how to do them safely, but you have to learn how to do them as part of the performance for the narrative of that match and your character. And so it's not always about throwing a punch or performing a suplex the correct way. It's about doing it in the context of your character. Everything can be performed, even taking a punch. say you get kicked in the stomach, how does your character sell that punch, and how do you do it in such a way that the grandmother in the back row knows exactly what's happening in the match and knows exactly whether or not she should be rooting for you or against you? And I think that's a really unique perspective that Johnny brought to it, which is just personality leading the charge and the narrative course of the match. And in addition to that, there was no situation where someone asked anything, was like, can I try this? And Johnny said no. So within only a few minutes of us working together, we were already going to the top rope, and just basically, like, nothing was off limits. And I think that's a really, once you kind of get rid of those shackles and you're not worried about those things, you feel less scared about doing the simple things when you've already gone to the top rope and tried something crazy. And it's always done in a safe way, but it's really nice to kind of just, like, get rid of that stuff, and then you just go for it every single time. Working with Johnny was just, hey, let's go for it. Sure. That sounds like a good idea. Let's try it and see. Let's see how it works out. See if it feels right.
Yeah, as his experience, kind of what James alluded to earlier, I think we were both shocked that everyone, regardless of skill level, was incredibly welcoming, and I think there's just a pure love of wrestling that sort of unites everyone. So the training was fantastic because we got basically, or what I assume to be, unfiltered access to his experience, which is, you know, massive. And he was able to put things in a very approachable way. It made a whole lot of sense. I think James and I have some experience in, you know, just performance and sort of knowing what audiences will react to, whether that's positive or negative reaction. You know, if you know your role in a given bit or production, then you know you just have to play into it. So even if you're the good guy or the bad guy, it's all about selling that every second and in every way you can. And he gave us a lot of invaluable advice for that, and in ways that I hadn't even considered. For me, I'd always thought that the performance and the athleticism were sort of disconnected, which was kind of just an assumption. I never really thought about it. But he made it very clear that, no, it's you're that character, and you're that character in everything you do. And everything you do has to mean something. Otherwise, you're just wasting time. And that's, I think, part of the art of wrestling, and that's part of why it's something that can't easily be mastered, is because no matter what you do, there's something you could have done better, something that could have been more meaningful. Maybe your timing could have been better, your delivery could have been better. You could have held it for just one extra second and made the audience go that much more crazy. So yeah, just thinking about all that stuff on top of just the pure physicality of it, it's just, man, it's just such a cool headspace to get into. Because then you start, it's almost like, I feel it's like at a certain point, you're like a chess player. You can see the empty board and see the pieces moving. At one point, James and I, at the same time, were having trouble going to sleep because we'd be having wrestling matches going through our head, just playing them out and sort of scripting them out naturally. And I feel like that's what plays into that sort of thing.
Let me throw this next one Johnny's way. Was there anyone in the business who is as open about helping you, much like you helped these guys out within that short amount of time that you helped them?
Tons of people. Dr. Tom, Tom Dreamer, Lance Storm, Al Snow, Rob Conway, Jude Mercury, Nick Dinsmore. The list for me goes on and on. To echo some of the sentiments that James and Lawrence experienced, I feel like I had a lot of similar experiences with people just wanting to pass along knowledge that they gleaned from their years in the business. And I think one of the reasons that James and Lawrence had that experience was they didn't have any ego or expectations as far as, like, when they walked into to the ring with me or to the ring at a Millennium. And that was how I was when I walked into the ring at OVW for the first time. When I walked onto Tough Enough, I was just wipe out everything I think I know and ready to learn stuff. And I think if you walk into a situation like that, people like to pass on their knowledge.
Is there anything that you guys would like to add?
Only that if you want to see the whole thing, if you want to see the whole experience, April 28th, House of Pain, the documentary comes out at roosterteeth.com. It's going to be a first documentary, so you'll be able to watch it there. And we just hope that it does justice to the industry that I think deserves immense amounts of respect and the people in it, because like Johnny said, there's so many people that are willing to help along the way and open themselves up, because it's a craft that I think people are passionate about and people love, and the more you can share it, the better.
Sorry, I just want to jump in really quick. Suleiman, just so you kind of have more context on that, it's not a Rooster Teeth first documentary, but we have a streaming service like our version of Netflix or Hulu called First. So just wanted to make sure that was clear. So it's a documentary that's available on First, which people can get for $5 a month. So
gotcha.
You can go ahead, Boris.
Well, yeah, I guess for me, if maybe you have a passing interest in wrestling, or maybe just curious about it, there's so much passion tied up in that I think that's appreciable. Anyone can appreciate that. In as much as, you know, we had friends that came out to watch us wrestle, and they were in it, man. There's something about wrestling that speaks to everyone, and it should. That's part of the art of it. But also, this documentary, I think, will show the behind the scenes of that. There are so many people who are so passionate about wrestling and give it so much of their lives and so much of their love and passion and work that anyone, I think, can resonate with that sort of story. So, yeah, it's a really inspiring, or at least it really inspired me. I believe that will come through in the end product.
Same as Todd talked about it. This is a really cool window into the world of professional wrestling. And wrestling at heart is about characters. This documentary is about characters and people. James and Lawrence taking the first steps in the hero's journey, and then the final steps at the end of a week. Pretty crazy fast journey into the world of wrestling. A lot of blood, sweat, and tanner compacted into only 7 days, and I would go out of my way to check it out.
All right, so before I let you guys go, I just want to ask one last question. Did anything funny, interesting, crazy, or happen during the time of working on this project?
Something funny probably happened at some point. There were some injuries. There may have been a trip to the urgent care. Did you guys see the trailer?
I don't think I've seen the full trailer yet, bizarrely. I saw the teaser.
James got bust open.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. He told me you hard weighed him.
So how'd that happen?
Yeah, he was mailing off. I had to make sure that he wasn't getting a little... You know, it's clear he's a star, all right? But that doesn't get to rub into my face all the time.
It's funny because, you know, even given this documentary, there's certain things that you prepare yourself for, and then when you're expecting a boot, sometimes you catch a fist. I think, like, that's kind of how it goes, I think, with wrestling and with training and with anything, really. But it's about sticking with it and moving forward. I don't know if that analogy works.
It was the most aesthetically pleasing mark he could have possibly gotten, so I'll be sending the bill. I guess for me the most surreal moment was when we were training and we had to break for food and there was nowhere to eat, so we had to find a gas station microwave to cook our like weird ground turkey and broccoli dinner. So we were just sitting in the back of a convenience store with like talk radio playing, wolfing down this flavorless nutrient pack that we had pre-made the morning of. Oh yeah, so we were you know, covered in sweat, sore, either a state of coming up on or coming down from painkillers, probably both, and just, you know, just kind of joylessly packing down, you know, food that, by the grace of God, I was able to find a salt and pepper packet in the store. But yeah, it was one of those moments where you just sort of kind of look back on what's going on and wonder how you got to where you are.
All right, so I'd like to thank you guys for your time. Is there any way for me to guys get further in contact with you guys? Twitter handles, anything like that?
This is John. Yeah, my Twitter is @TheRealMorrison. Instagram is @JohnHennigan. And could you put, if you tweet or post anything in this article, that @EgoDeFantasma could learn a thing or two about toughness from James and Lawrence.
All right, no problem.
James, you can find me on Twitter @JamesWillems, WILLEMS, and then also @RoosterTeeth, which spelled like sounds, is where you can find more information about the documentary.
And then for me, you can find me on Twitter @SirLarr, SirLarr. And then, yeah, aside from that, I guess you can find James and I on the YouTube channel Funhaus, FUNHAUS. It's where we do most of our video production and comedy stuff. And then, yeah, the documentary is called House Pain, April 28th, RoosterTeeth.com.